your life and the lives of us.
Lily pulled a horseshoe from a pile of junk. Said, I'm gonna keep this good luck piece of iron inside my trunk. The boy just whispered, okay, and grabbed his old black dog as we piled on in and cut out through that late November fog.
Afternoon. Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night can spare you from another episode of In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is a mess out there. I don't recommend going outside in the greater Boston area to any of you, and to the rest of you, wherever you're most comfortable listening, indoors, outdoors, or wherever, I urge you to stay there for the next hour of good stuff. Well, well, well. Here we all are once again. Once again on 91.5 FM WMFO. You're listening to In You All Along. As you do every Friday. Every single Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. My name is Pete. As always. And I'm going to tell you what you just heard. Most recently, from A.R. Kane with Wogs, W-O-G-S, W period, O period, G period, S period. That was a single of theirs from 1988 on the Rough Trade label, but re-released a few years ago, 2012, on the complete A.R. Kane singles collection. I didn't know what Wogs meant. I don't know what the abbreviation is in that title, but Wogs, I guess, is a slur in Great Britain and Australia for people of color. Appropriate, I guess, for A.R. Kane, one of the few black artists, black bands in the shoegaze scene. Pretty overall, pretty white scene there. So those guys definitely don't get all the attention they deserve. So here's a little exposure for you to go out and dig up some more. Prior to that, we heard from Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile, speaking of Australia, with On Script from the 2017 duet album Lotta Sea Lice. Courtney Barnett will be playing on Tuesday, February, let's see, set February 8th. I wrote down the wrong date. At the Bach Center / Wang Theater, whatever they're calling it now. The named jump around down there, as they do on so many venues. We opened up the set and the show at the top of the hour with Sefton Lomax with the song At Swim off the January 5th EP from 2021. I mentioned in the various social media teasers for this week's show that it'll be pretty mellow. It'll be up and down mellow. There'll be times when it's a little less mellow. But overall, I think it'll be true to the promotion. Hats off to listener Dave from Somerville and listener Bill from Vermont, who picked up on the secret word in the promo teasers, which of course was marshmallow. They get to join perhaps you next week in the winner circle. Don't you want to be a winner? All right. Well, keep listening then. More opportunities to win, although probably not this week, and probably not with actually any material prize. All right. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you.
cruising along here. Already 538 down at the corner of College Ave and Boston Ave. And to whoever is calling, I can't talk to you right now because I am on mic. So call back once I get off this mic break, and then we'll talk and we'll live it up and we'll have a good time. In the meantime, we are having a good time here on In You All Along, where you just heard from Buffalo Daughter from we're on the Grand Royal label, I think, from way back in 1998 with their song Super Blooper. That was off of their album New Rock. It does say, it's funny, it says Buffalo Ranch label here. I don't know, maybe there was another imprint, and maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, you know what to do. Drop by facebook.com/inyouallalong and lay it all out. Complaints, comments, criticism, contempt, and all the rest. But only there. Only there. Never to my face. Never lay a negative word upon my delicate ears. None of that. Prior to Buffalo Daughter, we heard from Invisible Rays, a local act, with a track that I don't even know if it was ever released as such, called Porcupine Heart. I say that because when I stumbled across it online, it was labeled Improv. That's from back in 2010. I don't know if the Invisible Rays are still around. I don't think so. But I know of them from Invisible Ray Rafi Sofer, who busy part of the local music community, who I know because I started following his fascinating photographs of rusty fire hydrants and things around town. Really, really nice work. If you didn't appreciate fire hydrants before, you will now. Anyway, prior to that, we heard from Aphex Twin with Girl Boy Song off the Richard D. James album from back in 1996. A lot of bleeping and blooping all through those three tracks. In a set that was started off by the Royal Arctic Institute from New York with their track called Tomorrowland Land off of the Sodium Light EP from 2021. You know, that really, it really resonated with me because sodium vapor lights are those orange ones. They're the ones that would pretty much dominate. I look out the window here, and there's still a few out there, but they dominated the world from sometime around 1980 on. They were all you saw. Everything in the night went from either like a bright white bluish glow or incandescent bulbs even, to suddenly the world's turned orange at night. And they have a track on there on that Sodium Light EP called Different in Sodium Light. And man, I've been waiting for someone else to notice that for years. The Royal Arctic Institute will be playing on February the 12th, which is next Saturday, at the Lily Pad in Cambridge. The day before, they'll actually be playing at dusk in Providence next Friday. So give them a check out. In the meantime, we got a few more tracks for you here to go. So stay tuned. Caller, if you were so inclined, the time to call back is in about 10 seconds. So I will talk to you then. Oh, I didn't even tell you, behind me right here, we're listening to UI. Whatever you want to call them. with her track called Horn Crown Label, which was off the World Domination Records compilation Slow Death in the Metronome Factory from back in 1997. All right, let's get on with it.
Thank you.
86% of teens said that social media hurts their confidence.
70% of girls with low self-esteem won't be assertive in stating their opinion.
We're posting inspiring content on social media to raise girls' self-esteem.
For more information,
visit
MediaGirls.org.
Well, that's gonna do it for another hour of In You All Along. Quickly, let me tell you what you just heard. Most recently, Lane, with their song Vision 2 off of their new EP called Pheromone on the Legally Blind label. Prior to that, we heard from Kid Gulliver, just like Lane from this Boston area, with their song called Carousel off their album called Kismet from late last year on the Red on Red record label. Kid Gulliver will be playing with the Jacklights and Bad Idea USA at the Square Root, which is somewhere way down in the southern regions of Boston itself, Roslindale, I think. We opened up that short set with Nacho Cotto from Costa Rica with his song Mineral from the El Rio album from 2015. That is going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of In You All Along. I'll be back next week, same time, same station, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. See you next week.